Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome to another episode of The Truth About You. Do you know why I always slightly giggle when I say that? Because there's a massive part of me that doesn't believe that I'm just sat here in front of a microphone, speaking out loud, just chatting my shit and having any expectation that anyone's going to listen to it, even though I know that people are listening to it. But saying, oh, welcome to another episode makes me think, oh, wow, this is actually real. We're actually doing this. We're actually recording this stuff. So can I just say thank you for listening? I appreciate you and I take none of this for granted. It is such a privilege to speak my truth and share my truth out loud and hope that some of you will come along for the ride. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about how it is to be in flow and how we find our flow. And there's no time like the present. Right now, I feel in flow. Why? Because I have learned to cycle properly. So to be in tune with my energy cycle. And we will talk, this is a whole other podcast episode, which I'm not going to go into now. We're going to talk about cycling. I mean, I'll be honest, in terms of like when these things get released, we may already have talked about cycling. And the really business-minded people who are all about capitalizing on, you know, leads and making the most of things will have like strategized this and scheduled this, but that is not how I work. And you know what? I'm claiming that, I'm owning it, and I'm totally fucking fine with it, because being in flow is about playing to your own energetic strengths. Being in flow is about knowing what lights you up and vibing with that. Being in flow is not about taking someone else's way of the world and the way of doing things and mimicking it. Being in flow is finding your own pattern and knowing what that looks and feels like and going with it. So, oh God, big deep breath, Ali. As you can tell, I feel quite passionate about this. So I'm an Aquarius, right? I'm a rebel. I'm deliberately not going to do things the way that other people do them. And what I see everywhere in my industry, so I'm in the coaching industry, I'm in the spiritual energy healing industry, and I just see people rinse and repeat all the time, and that just does not sit well with me, because it doesn't work for me. And so I'm almost like, I've been criticized for this a lot, I'm almost deliberately going the opposite way. And that's good for me, because as I say, I'm an Aquarius, I'm a rebel, I'm going to choose to do things differently because that feels good for me. Your flow is not going to necessarily look the same, and that's cool. None of us are meant to flow in the most identical way. Otherwise, we'd all just be lemmings and robots. And who wants to live like that? Definitely not me. So in terms of finding our flow, we have to, first of all, learn to tune in. We have to get to know ourselves. And that can be really hard, especially when we're living from a conditioned perspective, when we're living based on what other people have told us is the way to do things or what to think or how to be. We have to choose to take a departure from that. And that can often come in myriad ways. For me, it came with a kind of growing, evolving, gnawing sense of, hang on, this just doesn't feel right. Hang on. This is what other people are doing, but it just doesn't feel true and beautiful to me. Hang on. That works for them, but oh my God, it feels difficult and hard and uncomfortable for me. So to actually get in flow, we have to get to know ourselves. We have to observe ourselves. We have to be prepared to go there. And many of us just aren't, because to be honest, the comfort zone is a great place to live, isn't it? Except we don't find growth there. We don't really find much joy there. We find just greyness and steadiness and stability there. Yeah, sure. But the joy is, I would say, limited. So when we flow, we're in tune with ourselves. We are playing to our own rhythms, our own cycles. We are learning what works for us and what doesn't. And so right now, we're literally just beyond the peak of full moon. That's when I'm most vocal. It's when the bullshit filter is gone. It's off. Like literally the full moon, she is illuminating everything. And because I'm an empath, because I'm psychic, because I'm an intuitive, it's really hard for me to contain the truth as I know it. And so for me, recording a podcast episode and being in flow looks like scheduling my recordings around full moon time. Now, I've come to know this the hard way. I've come to know this by trying to do things and release things and launch things and talk about things at a time in my own energy cycle that just doesn't work. If I tried to launch a new product, launch a new podcast, launch a new thing at dark moon, if I was to track back, which I don't because I can't bear that whole numbers thing and stats thing, if I was to track back, I could categorically tell you that those are the times that those launches, those new things that I really wanted to do, but they just didn't go anywhere. They just flopped. And so those failures taught me something. When I started to be in tune with myself, when I started to understand exactly when I was going to be most articulate versus most wanting to just retreat from the world and have a bit of rest time, I could track it in line with the lunar cycle. And those of you who know me well will know that the lunar cycle is particularly important for me. And as a person with a womb whose menstrual cycle is really quite ad hoc at the moment because I'm married, Perimenopausal, is that even a word? No, of course it isn't. Perimenopausal. Being in tune with the lunar cycle is really helpful because I know at dark moon, new moon, I'm going to be quiet. At full moon, I'm a bit of a nightmare to be around because there's just no filter anymore. Like she's illuminating everything and I feel that strongly. And so that is the time for me to record podcasts, for example. It's the time for me to shout about the stuff that I've got on offer, the stuff that serves other people. At new moon, that's my time to retreat. It's my time to nurture. It's my time to take care of myself. It's my time to literally shut the world off because I need the recovery. And so this is what flow looks like. That's what it looks like for me. It may be different for you, depending on whether you are in tune with the lunar energy, depending on whether you have a womb and menstruate, depending on what your energy levels are like across a day in time. Those are the things that show us how to be in flow. So I know I do not like having client calls at 7 o'clock in the evening, because by then I'm done. I'm spent. You're not going to get the best of me. Yet if I have a client call at 9:30 in the morning and I've done my morning practice, I've taken the kids to school, I've had something to eat, I've had a brew, I've walked the dog, you can bet your ass you're going to get me at the best time, where I can hold the space, where I can help you expand your vision, your thinking. I can challenge what it is that you're bringing and help you see the things that you most need to see. I can help you pave the way forward. And so knowing that about myself, I get to choose how to capitalize on that flow. So you won't find any availability in my diary, in my scheduler for a one-to-one appointment at 7 o'clock in the evening, because I know myself better by now. I know when I am the most available and therefore the most bloody brilliant for my clients. That's what flow looks like. I know, to be honest, if it's a night when I got my kids, I know that come 6 o'clock, I want to be in my pajamas. Now, they are teenagers and they no longer want to be in their pajamas at 6 o'clock, but I do, because we're down, we've locked the door, we've shut the curtains, we're chilling out, we're just being on the sofa having egg and chips and watching Wednesday on Netflix. And that serves me. And what serves me is going to have an impact on what serves my people. My people being my clients, my friends, my family, my children, my partner, my all of the people in my world. But if I'm not in flow, if I'm trying to do things at a time that doesn't work for me, you are not going to get the best of me. Instead, I'm going to feel like I'm giving too much. I'm going to feel like I'm sitting in resentment. I'm going to feel a bit irritable and a bit spiky and a bit judgmental. And so I choose to find my flow. I choose to find what works for me. I choose to work within those parameters, because then everybody wins. I win. I fill my cup. That full cup enables me to hold space for others, to heal others, to support others on their path, on their journey. If I'm trying to operate out of flow, out of alignment, out of those energetic times where I know I'm at my best, then I tip into resentment and judgment and just being gnarly and pretty horrible, to be honest. And so finding our flow, whilst I'd love to sit here and say, do you know what you need to do is in the morning, you must do this. And at lunchtime, you must do this. And in the afternoon, you must do this. That's not going to work, because some people are in their highest vibration in the afternoon. Some people are in the highest vibration in the morning. Some are in their highest vibration at full moon, like me. Others are in their highest vibration at new moon when they're setting intentions. We have to get to know ourselves to know how to flow. There is no, and there never will be, a cookie cutter approach to being human. There's no one size fits all. And so I invite you, if you're really interested in getting into flow, you're going to have to put some work in. You're going to have to track. I would suggest, it's just my guidance, I would suggest across a month, at least. You're going to have to track how you're feeling at different times of day, at different times in the lunar cycle, at different times of the week. Like, what's a weekend like for you versus a weekday? What's a Sunday night like versus a Monday morning? What's a Wednesday afternoon like at 2:30 p.m.? We need to get curious about this, and we need to track it and log it to understand if there's a pattern. So when I say track across a month, that's your start point. What if you were to track across 90 days? What if you were to just make a start by tracking across one day and seeing how your energy levels fluctuate across one day, and see if you can learn something about when you're at your best, when you're most social versus when you're most retreated and inward? It's really normal to have peaks and troughs of energy. What we're not taught at school, or indeed in many places, is how to be okay with that. We're pretty much conditioned to be these static people that between the hours of nine and five, we must be on our game. We must produce. We must be productive. We must churn out all the things. And that simply is not what it's like to be a soul in a body in a human life. Our truth is that we all have different rhythms, different cycles. We attune to different energies. And unless we are ready to get curious about that, and unless we are ready to play to when we're at our highest vibration versus our lowest vibration, we're never going to know. We're going to be fighting the system all the time. If you feel drawn to this idea of flow and being in flow, and you think it's this most zen-like person sat on a yoga mat in a drapey robe, please know that that can absolutely be you. And also, please know that there is flow to be found the minute we choose to tune in and to get curious about what works for us. Being in flow is simply that. What works for you? Go with that. What doesn't work for you? Choose to step out of that. There's no need for any drama about this. There's just a need to tune in and to know what flow is for you. Try it. Let me know what you think. I'll see you next time. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching, or through the sign-up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.